This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the unique Airy silk of Meghalaya, which has recently received the prestigious Geographical Indication or GI tag. The Prime Minister highlighted this in the 123rd episode of Mann Ki Baat broadcast yesterday, celebrating India's rich diversity of arts, crafts and traditional skills. Recognizing India's rich tradition of arts, crafts and indigenous skills, Modi emphasized how each region of the country carries its own identity and legacy through local products. Among these, Airy silk from Meghalaya stands out as a symbol of sustainability, tradition and craftsmanship. He said that our Airy silk is not just a fabric, it is a heritage of Meghalaya, lovingly preserved and enriched over generations, especially by the Khasi community. Modi lauded the women of Meghalaya who are leading the way by forming self-help groups to scale up production, preserve the craft and generate sustainable livelihoods. He also congratulated the people of Meghalaya on this remarkable achievement and encouraged citizens across India to support such indigenous products. Calling upon the nation to embrace khadi, handlooms and handicrafts, the Prime Minister reiterated the spirit of Vocal for Local and Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan. Rail services to southern Assam, Tripura and other states have been partially restored yesterday, almost a week after the Lamding-Badarpur hill section was affected by multiple landslides. Northeast Frontier Railway officials said that limited train operations are being allowed for the time being, with normalization of movement expected by today. The first goods train and first passenger train, Kanchenjunga Express, crossed the landslide-affected location at Jatinga, Lampur after restoration. Goods trains carrying petroleum products and food grains to Tripura and the Barak Valley will be prioritized for movement along the section. The Tripura government has set a target for branding GI-tagged queen variety of pineapples for global fruit markets. Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratanlal Nath said that branding and strategic marketing will be done as part of a 132 crore rupees project promised by the Union Ministry of Donor. Nath said that Tripura produced approximately 1,74,016 metric tons of pineapples annually. Out of this, around 10,000 metric tons constitute the marketable surplus that meets quality and size standards for sale and export. The Tripura government had earlier exported the pineapples to Dubai, Holland and some other markets. In Meghalaya, Package 1 of the Shillong Dauki Road that links with Bangladesh will be completed by December this year. The Package 1, which is a four-lane, starts from Rilbong to Upper Shillong. Deputy Chief Minister in charge PWD, Preston Tinsong, has informed that work is progressing well and if everything goes as per plan, the road would be completed by December. The NHIDCL is implementing the road project and once completed, it would provide a major relief from the increasing traffic in the area. In Mizoram, the death of pigs due to African swine fever continued with 17 pigs succumbing to the disease across five places in Saihar district yesterday. According to the State Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Department data, the number of pigs as casualty linked to the African swine fever outbreak now stands at 5,044. The authorities have officially declared 73 localities and villages across four districts, Saihar, Langtlai, Lunglei and Mamit, as infected zones. Sikkim has got another national highway. The decision after a gazette notification was formalized by the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, officially designating the 23-kilometer stretch from Meli to Singtam as National Highway 210. The newly declared NH210 originates at the Teesta Bridge junction at Meli, where it intersects with NH710 and passes through Mumring and Samardong before joining NH510 near Singtam. And the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra is beginning today after a gap of 5 years. This year the Yatra will be conducted via the Nathula Pass in Sikkim and the Lipulek Pass in Uttarakhand. The pilgrimage holds deep spiritual significance for Hindus, Jains and Buddhists as Mount Kailash is considered the abode of the Lord Shiva. The Sikkim government has been enhancing infrastructure including acclimatization centers to ensure pilgrims' safety. And with that we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.